Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Joe, thanks for joining us. Now, of course, we saw Janet Yellen talking on Friday with saying that the Fed may need to run a high-pressure economy. What exactly do you think she meant by that?
Well, I think she means by that she's going to keep interest rates lower for longer, even when we do see a pickup in inflation or wages or a tightening labor market. So I think a high-pressured economy means that the Fed is going to be patient about raising rates. And you don't want it to overheat or to become too hot, but I think she's signaling that more on the dovish side as she begins to raise rates. I think she's speaking also about kind of like the longer term when it comes to the future path of interest rates.
Well, shorter term, Joe, we've seen how Hillary Clinton, I think, according to the polls, is somewhere around about 10 points higher than Donald Trump, and the market seems to be positioning for a Clinton victory, a December rate rise, and a strong dollar. What's your sense of that?
I think that's correct. We got the debate, one more debate this Wednesday evening. I don't know if that's going to change the market's mind, but the market's pricing in a Clinton victory. In a Clinton White House that would move to the center or stay to the center on many issues. There could be some hiccups or headline risk in health care, but things are falling into place in the sense that the market's pricing in Clinton winning, the Fed raising rates in, say, December. The global economy is picking up, so the mood isn't buoyant, but it's there's enough underlying confidence, I think, to keep pushing equities higher.
What is your personal sense, Joe, in terms of the Clinton-Trump face-off? Do you think that Clinton will walk into the White House, and if so, what do you think that's going to mean? What do you think that's going to mean for markets?
Well, I mean, it's not just Clinton in the White House race. I think the markets are pricing in the White House going to Democrats. The big issue is the Senate, and that could be very much in play where the Republicans could lose the Senate. So, but the Republicans are going to maintain the House. So you have a Republicans holding the House, Democrats have the Senate and the White House. And then I think the market's kind of come around to that feeling that it's more divided government, another 4 or 8 years of bickering. I think that wouldn't be good, but it's also there's checks and balances there that makes the market comfortable as well.
Okay, what's your view of the market in terms of the latest economic data? We've seen the industrial production numbers come out, and I think inflation also emerges later on today.
Well, I mean, there's some talk now of a recession fears building in the United States, early 2017. Or second half. I don't see that. I see enough underlying momentum when it comes to income, wage growth, job growth, consumer confidence. I think we're bottoming out when it comes to capital expenditures. Exports will remain a little bit weaker or softer with a stronger dollar. You're going to get some fiscal stimulus as well, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. So I think the markets are kind of mispricing. The big issue is the threat of a recession next year. I just don't see that. But I do see we have continued 2.5% growth. It's not gangbusters, but it's growth nevertheless.
Well, Joe, some people might say that the U.S. never emerged from the recession. And when you look at quarterly earnings, it hasn't really been from a fundamental basis, but from financial engineering. Well, A, do you agree with that thesis? And B, what's your outlook for the latest series of quarterly earnings that are going to be coming out this week?
Well, I would disagree with that in the sense that, it hasn't been all financial engineering, the earnings backdrop, and also the recovery. I mean, the economy is it's higher today in terms of nominal GDP than where we were when we came out of the recession. We've had consecutive quarters of growth for the last 6-7 years. So to me, you know, the earnings, you know, you strip out energy, the earnings backdrop hasn't been that bad, hasn't been bad at all, relatively speaking. But I will agree that, you know, the top line growth, you know, the revenue, we need more of that. I mean, our companies are earning, you know, posting good profits, I should say, by cost cutting and really, you know, honing down and hammering down any expenses. We need more of the top line growth. There's no doubt about that. So I think companies have done a great job managing their expenses. We need global demand to pick up and U.S. demand to firm and pick up, and then we go from there. So it hasn't been all financial engineering, but that has played a part and parcel in the equities increases, no doubt. But
do you think you're going to see some of that top-line growth in terms of the latest quarterly earnings, Joe?
Yeah, it depends on the sector. I think you'll see it in technology. We saw a little bit in financials with the trading picking up a little bit here. I don't think the mining companies are out of the woods just yet. Healthcare, I think there's some top line growth. You know, but you know, top line growth, you know, maybe 2-4%. Nothing like closer to double digits. So I think the top line growth is out there, but we're still struggling. You know, we're still struggling. There's uncertainty around the election. The global economy is bottomed out. It's picking up. Brexit is a big issue. I think you know, there's a lot of problems in and around the UK and the EU. So I think, you know, it's kind of single-digit revenue growth. I think that's all we're looking for.
Okay, and just a quick view on Europe. Of course, there were some rumors swirling around the European zone yesterday in terms of a taper talk. How much credence do you give to that?
In terms of the taper talk, I mean, I think the ECB is going to remain very accommodating for the next year or so. I mean, that could help, you know, weaken the euro. You already have a weak pound. I don't like the Chinese currencies getting weaker here, so I'm a little worried about everyone reverting to weaker currencies to help promote growth because that will hurt the U.S. But I think the ECB, you know, doesn't matter what they say, they're going to remain very accommodating. The key, though, when you look at the Italian referendum, the elections next year in the Netherlands, France, and Germany, they need more fiscal spending as well. So the big issue there for the ECB, will they get any help from the fiscal side of the equation? I think we'll get help here in the United States, but I'm not quite sure about getting fiscal help in Europe.
All right, Joe, thank you. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist for the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management, New York City, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.